Well, hello, and welcome to another Bible Bit brought to you by Mayer Community Church in Mayer, Arizona. There's a thing I want to point out in 1 Corinthians, and it's about the ordinance of communion, the Lord's table. And this is an appropriate thing to think about in this period of the time between Good Friday and Easter, the Lord's supreme sacrifice. You know, we usually turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 11 when we observe communion. Many churches do. And specifically, verses 23 through 25 of chapter 11. And there are words here by the Apostle Paul that parallel Jesus' words the night he observed the Passover, which of course turned into the Last Supper, which of course turned into communion. And, of course, he was to be arrested shortly after. And Paul reminds the Corinthians of the night Jesus gave himself up. And, of course, he was maliciously tried and executed by the Romans and slain. But it was God's plan, wasn't it, to save us? Well, Paul says two interesting things in this passage, and it's a very familiar passage to us. First, he quotes the Lord Jesus in verses 24 and 25. He quotes the Lord as saying, "Do this," that is, take the bread and take the cup, "in remembrance of me." And I think we kind of gloss over that word and don't think about it. But let's come back to it. But then another thing he says, Paul does, in verse 26, he says, "For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." Now that word probably deserves a whole message all by itself. But for right now, that's a very interesting word also. And in some versions, and in fact in the original language, that word there could be rendered preach or teach. So, what is happening then when we observe communion is that we are actually preaching a message to the world. Of course, to each other, you know, and among ourselves in the body, in the church, but also to the public. We are testifying, we are confessing to the truth and the wonder and the magnificence and the power of the gospel. That's a very powerful thing we do. It's a very neat thing we do when partaking communion. Let's go back to the other word, remembrance, verses 24 and 25. "And when he had given thanks," verse 24, "he broke it and said, 'This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me.'" Verse 25, "In the same way he took the cup also after supper, saying, 'This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me.'" Well, there's a very interesting word. Very interesting word. Let's flip back a page and look at the beginning of the chapter, 1 Corinthians chapter 11, and look at verse 2. "Now I praise you because you remember me in everything and hold firmly to the traditions just as I delivered them to you." Paul is saying, you know, I appreciate Corinth, I appreciate you Corinthians, that you have regard for my ministry. It occurs to you, it comes to your mind, and I appreciate that. That is a good thing. And that's what that word remember means there in verse 2. It means to call to mind, to have it come into your head. If you want to see another application of that word over in Hebrews chapter 2, verse 6. The writer of Hebrews is quoting a psalm from the Old Testament, and the psalm writer there that he's quoting says, God, why do you even consider us? Why does man even enter into your head? What is man that you think of him? That he even occurs to you? That's what the word means. It's the same exact Greek word in Hebrews. So when Paul says in verse 2 of chapter 11, I praise you because you remember me in everything, he's saying, I'm thankful that from time to time you remember. It occurs to you about what I'm doing. It comes to your mind. But that's not the same word in verses 24 and 25. In verses 24 and 25, the remember there is very different. It's very different. In the Greek, the word there for remembrance in verses 24 and 25 has the prefix ana, ana. And that ana prefix means to go back. So what we have here is a word that means to relive, to re-experience, to revisit. So, when we observe communion, we not only make a good showing, make a good confession, preach the gospel, that's the proclaim part, but we also, in the remembrance part, we remember in the sense of reenacting, reliving, putting ourselves on the scene, and in fact, taking ourselves into the moment, the very moment. And I think Paul himself was thinking in those terms, because look how he starts. Look how he starts in verse 23. He says, the Lord Jesus, in the night in which he was betrayed, took bread. You see, Paul starts with, I'm thinking back to that infamous night in which he was arrested and tried. Beloved, that's what we do when we observe communion, is we take ourselves back to that that awesome and awful happening. We engage in it. We take it in. We enter into the moment and we respond. Well, that's our Bible Minute. I trust that you will look at communion in a fresh way. And as always, believe God.